Toujours depuis les RIA 2023 à Saint-Imier, nous allons tenter une expérience intéressante. On va faire une interview en Spanglish with Sabina,
Hello.
con Sabina, de Argentina,
Sí.
from Argentina. And I hope my colleague will help me if I'm completely stuck during the interview. Sabina, what bring you in Saint-Imier today?
Well, I find out there was a huge gathering of people trying to think how to make anti-authoritarian world and how to think about how to collectively work together without bosses and make things go on, you know, like without a lot of bureaucracy. The problem with goes with a lot of consensus, how to travel, no? How
Yes.
to advance in that area, and I think it's very interesting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And can you present yourself?
Yes, my name is Sabina. I come from Argentina. I work there in several projects. I work in a co-op, a technical one. We make FM pirate FM transmitters,
Okay.
and we repair also repair normal and pirate transmitters. We usually work with community media, but also can work with some private media that we make them pay more so we can, you know, do free or for very whatever the community media can pay.
Okay.
But we also do some teaching there, and we work with some other projects, teaching them how to make their own transmitters, and how to, well, we participate in several networking redes.
It's
Yeah.
a network, yeah,
Yeah,
right.
with several trying to do, I don't know. We met the Curruf Radio in South America,
Oh,
doing in
nations.
Patagonia work with First Nations, with the Mapuches, teaching like sharing knowledge about how to communicate better, how to do a podcast, how to, I don't know, and repairing the stations that were already there or making new transmitters for new radio stations. We do
Yes.
that type of work.
So you are a tech girl, so if we have
Yeah.
any problem, you can repair.
I'm a hardware person, so I'm not so much of a computer person. I could look your computer and say, yeah. I see. Did you try to restart it?
Yeah, that's the first thing to do is to restart, of course.
Always. But yeah, besides joking, I know a little bit about software. I'm usually hardware.
Okay.
And I also work on highs, you know, repairing antennas and putting their somewhere up,
Yeah.
which is really funny. Well,
I'm sure.
fun. And I also teach in a public place. I teach how to do the techniques, and that I do in some official places, but I think it's also important to show that there women can also teach that type of
Absolutely.
things. And
And do you practice radio? Do you do
I'm
podcast
I work in a radio station for several years, 27, and eventually I needed to do some other things with my time, and I think it was kind of a, for many years, it was a complete circle already. I keep doing work with AMARC, you know, AMARC, the World Association of Community Media.
Okay.
I work in the Argentinian board for the Argentine, well, work, I do volunteer work, right? And I also do a connection with the Latin American area of the network. And we try from Argentina try to make that area at least less bureaucracy and less even with the personalization, you know, it's kind of, I don't know, I think that's one of the things it interests me to learn here in Saint-Imier, because it's What's the balance? It's a question. I don't have a really, I don't have an answer. Like, what's the good balance between people who are really always doing their job and learning and being in places that inevitably know some other people and have consistently more knowledge in a way. But how do you do that to balance without personalizing that it's always you that goes, or how do you do to don't to still be an equal in a place when we are trying to think what we are going to do next, you know? Because for a lot of people the problem is how to learn, and for other people is how to not to be expected different things, or not to put I don't know, that it's a collective thinking, how we evolve in a way that we all share the knowledge we already have, or we were joking earlier, not on mic, but like okay, everybody knows how to do something. Yeah, how we keep that in an equal valuable place. Like maybe I know how to cook, maybe you know how to put everything together, maybe he knows how to put this on the online, and how we work to not put our minds in a way that cooking or making online stuff is less or more, or without him or her or they, we cannot work. You know, it's a, I think it's a tricky one.
Yeah, it's absolutely, because one of the cardinal value of the anarchism is the horizontality, and it's really difficult. But
Yeah.
yeah, you one of I've read a book, several. It's a Canadian book.
Oh.
That was called Artist Artesano.
Artesano o artesane.
Artisan, yeah, craftsman and
Ah.
technocrat. And of course, there is plenty of books, but this book opened my eyes, because in a team around this table there
Yeah.
is several competencies, and
Yeah.
you do something. I don't know how to do that.
I'm
Maybe
sure you
probably
know a lot of things I don't.
same for me. And that's difficult, to build a team that work horizontally
Yeah.
with and put all the good competencies on one project.
Sharing and not competing. You know, it's
Exactly.
really difficult to take off the patriarchy and capitalist mentality, even if we've really been working many years trying not to do it.
Sure.
But
Yeah, to
it's,
avoid any competition,
yeah.
it's really difficult, because yeah, yesterday we wanted to know how many people are listening live, but it's a capitalist way of viewing what we are doing, because it's not important how many people listen the radio live. Of course, it's important that at the end, this what you are doing today could be useful for someone. But I don't want to know exactly if we have 10, 100, or 1,000 guys listening live.
Yeah, and at the same time, it's nice to know if you are getting the word out. You know, it's the balance
Sure.
again. How do you,
Sure.
what's the balance there? No, how to make the number not a competition, but more like, okay, maybe next time we could do something extra to sharing that there's a radio
Exactly.
station in some other countries, or I don't know.
Yeah, it's an
I'm
indicator.
always
It will
thinking.
indicate you to do
Yeah.
better the
Yeah,
next
it's
time.
always trial and error, right?
Yeah.
No one knows what it's doing. I
Yeah.
don't know. At least I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing most of the time, or
And what? So you live in Argentina?
I live in Buenos
Okay.
Aires,
In
yes.
Buenos Aires, perfect. Here at Libre Radio, we are more focused on Europe. We have followed the Zapatista journey, of
Yeah.
course. We know Mapuche, but what can you tell us about Argentina today, and maybe about the fights in Argentina and the anarchy in Argentina?
Okay, I know some of the stuff, and of course, I will talk about my perspective. I think there's well, The most popular, I don't know, it's not the word I want to use, I'm sorry. The most spread, the most common is feminism. It's really wide, the spectrum. You have different people, even different type of feminism, as in all the parts of the world. But I think the Encuentro Nacional de Mujeres, it's sometimes it's 500,000 women together thinking, and it's really impressive to see. I remember first time I went to a demonstration after an encounter, I was so moved because it was like we are all women and we are all working. I'm sorry, there's a puppy coming. Okay.
It's a little bit.
He went. Okay. But I think it's also that kind of a strong movement that make a lot of advance in meetings, gathering and thinking ways to change something. I also think most of that movement is not, of course, not comes from the anarchism. Some come from the left and some comes even from the right, you know, it's a really wide spectrum of people. But it kind of teach the whole society that you could gather. I think that was a good thing. Besides that, I think there's well a lot of social movements there that are trying to do different stuff, housing and well the basic stuff of house, food, for everyone. You have some First Nations fighting for recognition for land, you know, ancient land that now belongs to someone who was fast enough to make them sign an X on some spot. There's a huge movement which is not an anarchy one, but it's I think it's fair to mention the food sovereignty and partisans, you know, like working in that area. And even I think they're kind of afraid of the word anarchy. I've seen them meeting and discuss topics and the way they act, it's really horizontal. After that, they decided who is gonna lead, and that then is one person and it's that face and it goes and it's not so. But they do meet in a way that I was kind of no, I was really amazed to have the privilege of see that. And I think they also in Argentina, even if it's a farm country, we have a lot of land and a lot of export of food, you know, like materias primas. I don't know how you say that. Primary.
Primary,
I don't know. That's a good question for later.
we'll find a
yeah,
little.
we put it on the list. So I think they did something that in Europe it's very common, like farmers market. In Buenos Aires, we are so far away from that type of people, from that world, you know, that it's there wasn't any or very little, and now you have a few more and a few more conscious. We are a humongous city, Buenos Aires and the surroundings. We are 14, 15 million people, and it's a lot of cement and you know blocks and blocks and a lot of people, and so a lot of people have no idea of where the milk come or where everything comes from the supermarket, you know. And now there's a small advance. In the anarchy world, there's very not so organized, you know. There's some spaces that discuss, I know the community media world from that area. And it's a tricky one because it's also not so. The radio stations that kept their anarchy movement, they are not. They have no papers, of course, they are completely pirate, and that make a huge difference. between them and the radio stations that maybe have anarchy tendency, but at one point decided they wanted to just keep the charade,
mm-hmm.
you know, to have the papers, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
So that make them the radio station that decided, okay, we will play with these cards, we will play in this game with the stage, and we will do that. And then they access to some international cooperational funds or even state funds, you know, they have more easy access,
yeah,
for money. And then,
yes,
the difference between the radios who went to that path from the other ones that decided to keep completely pirate and everything, and autonomous in that sense, in the complete sense, to put it in a way, they are so far away. They have a crappy crappy equipment. We make the co-op I work with, we usually provide them we try to provide the best that we have, of course, but they also, the mics, we don't make the mics, and you need computers, and you need a lot of stuff, and so it's not so organized, and it's kind of, I don't know, I've seen anarchist soul in radios a bit more organized, you know, and I've seen I don't know how to say this without sound weird, but it's, I also seen like the bad anarchy when everybody say, no papers, no anything, and they never do anything, you know, that type.
Yeah, if
not organized.
To accept to some compromise, let's say, because at the end we need a little bit of money to buy or to to make the radio live, and that's always the same question.
Yeah,
if you refuse any, if you want to be totally autonomous, it's very difficult.
Yeah, I'm not so convinced that we really need to accept it, but I wonder, because what I see is that the ones who doesn't want, maybe they don't have the deep discipline to do it, or maybe I don't know. I'm still thinking that one.
Yeah.
But I think it's easier in Europe or in places where people have better incomes, you know, because you can put a bit of your own salary working.
Absolutely,
with
somewhere you are struggling just to live and to
or maybe you just work 100% for the radio station, but the surroundings can provide, you know, it's easier for people to donate, your family to support, or a lot of people doing that. But in Latin America in general, there's that line between dealing or not dealing with the state, or how do you deal with the state and the legality of access to funds and that type of stuff. It's for what I've seen, it's very difficult, you know.
Okay.
It's I don't know. I've seen really great things in here. In the autonomous sense, and also, I haven't been, Rodri here have been in Mexico, in Chiapas, and working in that, which is very disciplined, and another example
you
of.
You already met him.
We met in
South Africa, America. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think there's, I don't know, different ways to deal with that type of things. And I think I'm convinced that's why it's so important for us to meet and chat and and exchange ideas. And, how you deal with that? And, I never thought about it. I have this problem and I solve it that way.
Absolutely,
I think.
Yeah, that's why we are here.
Yeah.
Radio, because we know that it's. During this exchange, we will learn some new features.
Yeah.
And that's very important to exchange. And
definitely.
Also to keep the horizontality of our exchange.
Yeah,
it's very important. What are
definitely.
the major fights or the major movements in Argentina now?
I think food sovereignty, we have a lot of problems with. Well, we have an election year, and it's a weird one because the two main candidates are liberal and more liberal. Liberal in the not in the anarchist sense, in the neoliberal, you know. They are both very close to the U.S. embassy, and it's going to be a disaster. And the third one is a Nazi. So it's the view isn't good. Hopefully the left are maybe four, but it's and that moves around everyone in Argentina, no? Because you don't know what's we had last year. We had more than 100% inflation. You know, if this costed one, now it costs more than two. And of course, our salaries never go the same amount at the same velocity. So you have a lot of movement shots for food and housing.
Sure, yeah, but
Yeah, basic stuff,
the
but
price of food is growing everywhere, so it's
it's
difficult.
humongous. It's incredible. You really cannot afford basic stuff.
And regarding the climate,
Yeah, but it's not so big in there because of course there's a lot of people worrying about that, but when you don't have when you're hungry, you cannot think.
absolutely, absolutely.
So it's a lot of people more interested, maybe, as I say, in feminism because there's woman gets murdered less than 24 hours each day, you know. And the food sovereignty, we have a lot of problem with the glyphosato, you know, and
Yeah,
the Monsanto
the
who owns the land, so
dark
the farmers and the First Nations are fighting for to keep their lands and to keep them clean and water. They fight for the water because we have a lot of mines, you know. We have lithium up north, and that's a problem with because it's a lot of contamination and a lot of people get move from their place because there's now that's a very profitable land. So I think our main discussions are around that. It's not that we don't care about the climate, but yeah, you have people thinking about that, and you have a lot of people even in. I see more in Europe of that, but I also saw in Argentina some of the mental health, no, to treat everybody as equals, and a lot of that kind of movement that it's way advanced, but it's so little because most people are just fighting for survival or to trying to keep up. Most of us have several works, jobs, and yeah, and the last few years we have with that problem of how much everything cost, we saw a decrease in the volunteer people because I have the privilege of in working with ONGs or community media all my life, so I don't work for the system and do a volunteer job in the hours, my extra time. I work full time for a community, but most people doesn't do that, and we with all these problems since the last I think 8 years we saw a huge decrease in volunteer people, so there's also in Buenos Aires City and their surroundings, yeah, it's less people collaborating or thinking about those
Maybe,
things.
yeah, maybe.
But yeah, now we have the next wave of that. That is a lot of people. There's a lot of hungry people, and so that's a bit more people fighting for good jobs
Yeah.
and security in their workplaces, and to not fire the companies that fire everyone and don't pay the,
Yeah,
yeah.
the
So
yes.
probably in that way there's more basic survival stuff.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Maybe a more personal question
Okay.
for ending this interview. And for you, what's or you, do you keep your motivation? What why did you wake up every morning? What is the your maybe not your personal goal, but your personal fights?
No, I well, it's a good
What's
one.
matter for you?
Everything. But I yeah, for me it helps to wake up if you to know that I maybe help someone. As you say, well, like, should we care about how many people are listening to this, or just that we move or maybe make someone think a little bit? I think that's what make me wakes up, to think I have some skills that I can share. I try to teach my skills so I'm not imprescindible, like I'm not the only one, you know, like I have not secret trade that I say no, so you have to work with me, you know, like everything I know I will share it, happily share it. Maybe you will need to tell me like, no, stop, I'm okay. And maybe some other day you teach me more. So I think it's sharing my knowledge and putting my knowledge to work.
Yeah, you're right. I think after the, let's say, the main needs, food, eat, education is very important because it opens the mind and yeah, you have to learn, you have to listen, you have to read, and then you can interact with your the other peoples without any violence. But it's difficult because the world now it's try to simplify all the human interaction. And yeah, we were talking about kittens on YouTube. Yeah, it's a pity, but if you put a kitten on YouTube, you have only immediately 1 million of you. And if you do a cultural work to bring, I don't know, a documentary or to bring new information, it's really difficult to be visible.
Yeah, it is.
But for me, that's the only way to, after the basic needs, to invest on the culture. It's really important.
You need to help open not only your own mind but as much as you can.
Perfect, Sabina. Do you want to add something? Do you want to answer to a question I've
No, what makes you wake up in the morning? I'm curious about
Me?
that.
It's a difficult question because I think it's just to live one day more and see what happens. So there is a lot of things to do, but I love to think that everything is possible if you keep your mind open, and that's wake me up every morning.
That's so beautiful.
In English, it's a performance for me.
Oh. Okay.
Sabina, anything else?
No.
No?
Not for now, at least.
My new friends from Chile, do you want to ask something to Sabina? In, yeah.
So, I am
Ah.
Camilo from Radio Curruf from Chile. We knew about Sabina, but maybe you can give some impressions about Sanimie meeting. What do you think about this international effort to join a lot of groups and anarchists from around the world? What is your impression about?
Well, I've just arrived, so I don't know if I can give a huge one, but I think in theoretically, like what I think they try to do is keep up the internationalism spirit alive. You know, like it's no nations, no frontiers. There's no sense of that. If we are the people that we are thinking worldwide, how to make this better, how to change the world, these works that to put a different path, you know, to build a different path together. What we want, what we don't, what we should try, what we already tried and didn't work, or maybe didn't work for me. Why didn't and for you it worked? I think that exchange is very rich, you know, to make. Not about this part of the world, but to share what's going on and have a more global perspective, you know, and to exchange and intertwine the fights worldwide makes you less vulnerable and more open to different solutions or even for help. You know, sometimes we should all, or not all, but we need a lot of people in Royaba or in, I don't know, in Chile, if there's this problem, or, well, when Chile despertó, you know, there's a lot of moments that it's good for people, for international people to go somewhere. And I think that was the spirit 150 years ago. Europe needed help, Spain needed help, Switzerland needed help, and a lot of people worldwide, they say, okay, maybe I'm more need there, and it doesn't matter if it's inside some imaginary frontier from my country. It's the where can I be more helpful, or where can I put my body and or mind to work, you know, and how we all learn and teach each other from that. I think that's an interesting spirit to keep up, you know, 150 years later to honor that mentality.
Perfecto. Perfect. Thank you. Thank you, Sabina.
Gracias.
Thank you. Thank you all. So I think we will end this interview now.
Okay, perfect.
And thanks again. And,
bueno, gracias por lidiar con mi inglés.
Sí, sí. Podemos intentar. La próxima vuelta la hacemos en español.
Súper.
Perfecto.
Buenísimo.
Gracias para todo y buen viaje a... ¿Dónde vas ahora?
A Berlín.
A Berlín. Buen viaje a
Berlín. Gracias.
Gracias.
Bueno, saludos.
Voilà, une petite interview surprise, on va dire, avec Sabina et nos amis du Chili. On va continuer avec un podcast qu'on a enregistré tout à l'heure. Mais pour l'instant, on écoute encore une chanson de La Bruja, qu'on a donc le groupe féministe qu'on a interviewé ce matin. Donc voilà pour vous, La Bruja.